Welcome to Faithful She Speaks, the podcast where we celebrate the heartwarming and powerful testimonies of Latter-day Saint women and their remarkable life experiences. I'm your host, Micah Klug, and we're proud to be in partnership with the Home Faith Family brand. Welcome to Faithful She Speaks.
Hey there, friend, and happy April. Can you believe we're already halfway through the month? It is mind-blowing to me that this month is marching so fast. So the other night, my three-year-old, he's in the habit of sneaking into my bed at night. Sometimes he actually starts there at night because it's almost impossible to get him to sleep, but that's a different story. But sometimes I'll wake up with this tiny little chunky arm around my neck and I think, oh my goodness, who has me? But I remember, okay, it's Flynn, it's gonna be okay. And last night, still same story, came in and he had some slurry words. He was kind of half asleep, half awake, and I was half asleep, half awake. So in my mind, the only thing I could think about was getting back to sleep. But he woke me up and said, I go with you, mommy, and you come with me right now. So because I knew he was half awake and kind of half asleep in a dream and a little bit of dreaming, to help him snuggle in, mostly because I did not want to get out of bed, because if I tell him to go back to sleep, it like fuels him to wake up again, and it's my kryptonite personally, and it's his fueling energy of sorts. But to prevent that water bottle, water snack run that he will think about getting at 2 a.m, instead of telling him, no, go back to sleep, I told him, oh, I go where Jesus goes and you can come too, so let's wait for him. And he thought about that for a second and he said, okay. And he went right back to sleep. So I was like, oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, the man of the hour. Because I absolutely love the fact that I could go back to sleep. But then I got thinking about it. And then I was awake. Because I was thinking about his complete innocence to think, okay, we'll go with Jesus. No questions asked. Complete faithfulness. Childlike faith. And he went back to sleep as peaceful and as calm. And it reminded me of a church hymn that says, I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, over mountain or plain or sea. I'll be what you want me to be. And thinking about this, we can follow the Lord every day of our life through the words that we speak, the shows that we watch, what we're doing, to invite the Spirit to be with us, to the people, to the sisters and the families that we minister to. And sometimes following the Lord doesn't make sense to the world, but it doesn't have to make sense to them, because it makes sense to Heavenly Father, and that's who matters the most, because he's the one that's going to bless you and guide you every step of the way. He's going to be the one to give you the words that you need to encourage a tired mother. He's going to tell you how you can answer someone's prayer today, even if it's a pot of potato soup, an arm around a shoulder, or just a smile to say, hello, it's so good to see you. They don't have to be these grand big gestures that, you know, win awards. Sometimes it's the quiet acts of service that Heavenly Father loves to see the most. And he doesn't expect our journey to be a marathon. In fact, sometimes when we start following Jesus, we're going to go at a walker's pace. And he'll take that because he wants you to be with him. He loves you. And any and all effort you're willing to make, he will accept. Then he blesses you and he'll strengthen you so you can start speed walking. And then you'll find yourself going at a jog. And before you know it, you're going to be sprinting for Jesus. Now, please don't misunderstand. Don't physically run for Jesus. Unless you want to, that's fantastic. But the non-runner in me thought, when I was thinking about this, I was like, okay, I like the idea of sprinting for Jesus. But I am getting tired just thinking about the running. But you can sprint for Jesus, but you have to first take that step. Take that first step, and he will do the rest. And if you want to have a few minutes with the Lord today, I have a free Bible study of the power of women on Home Faith Family. I'll share the link in the show notes below. It is a wonderful study, and it goes into specific women from the Old and New Testament, and you'll have discussion questions with them and about the power and the role that they played in the Bible, because women have such a beautiful influence in the gospel and in the kingdom of God. Because there is a special reason why the Lord declared his works complete after women were created. There's a scripture in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, because after woman was created, he said he saw that it was very good. And it reminds me of the quote from Sister Julie Beebeck. She gave a talk called A Mother's Heart, and in it she says, a woman with a mother's heart has a testimony of the restored gospel, and she teaches the principles of the gospel without equivocation. She is keeping sacred covenants made in holy temples. Her talents and skills are shared unselfishly. She gains as much education as her circumstances will allow, improving her mind and spirit with a desire to teach what she learns to the generations who follow her. So, friend, go to the show notes, grab the link to the Women's Bible Study, and enjoy that free resource this week. And I will talk to you again soon.